Milledgeville.
There we go. We got it right that time.
Milledgeville, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, last I thought week, you were saying it wrong, but I didn't want to say anything.
You didn't know.
No, I didn't.
You even said it wrong after I said it wrong.
I was just following your lead.
You did. And here's the thing. In my notes last week, last episode, I had it as Milledgeville.
What did you say? I don't even remember.
I said Midgeville.
Midgeville.
This is what I'm now calling syllable gate. I left all out right. an entire syllable.
Yeah,
and I want to say thank you to Wayne West for bringing that to my attention.
And not being a dick about it.
No, he was not. He
yeah,
was really
he was very nice. Yeah. He was like, hey, by the way, I live close to there.
It's Milledgeville. Yeah. And that's what I had in my notes. Yeah. And so thank you, Wayne, and his lovely wife, Randy West, for listening to the show and for caring enough to help me out there. Yeah. I don't know if I need better reading glasses or if I actually need to get a different program that I can zoom in. You know, I can't.
Yeah.
On my iPad, I can't zoom in. I don't know.
Maybe it's the glasses, because every time you have to put your glasses on, at some point you have to take them off.
I do. It's
and back on and off and back on. So maybe it's the glasses.
Because I can see far away.
Yeah.
But when it's up close.
I'm the other way around.
I have a hard time. So,
like I said last week, you guys are just two blurs right now, but I can read my phone.
So, yeah. So it's the opposite. So maybe I need stronger readers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. Or maybe I should just do bifocals where the bottom part is readers and the top is nothing.
That's
so
what
I can
you
just
should
look
do.
Out and
try those
and see.
That's what I have.
All right. So anyways, but thank you guys. Man, anyways, at least it's no longer a thing. At least the place is closed.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, isn't there like a college in that town? But no mental
There's
health
some reason
anymore?
Why I've heard of Milledgeville before and should have click.
Anyways, so my name is Kelly Turner and I'm not a doctor.
Scott Wright, mediocre journalist.
Katie Givens, not a lawyer.
Okay, so that's out of the way. Syllable gate is out of the way, right?
Well, I didn't even know it was wrong, so here we are.
She doesn't read Facebook.
Okay.
At least not ours.
No,
that's not true. You do, because you're the first person to always,
sometimes.
When I share our, you know, it's Wednesday, go see our, go listen to our new podcast. Katie is always one of the first to share it on her page.
But now
a little blue thumbs up.
I don't look at messages, so
this
I
is literally the first week I've ever looked at it. Honestly.
I noticed it. It had to be because you finally accepted the friend request to join your own damn true crime Facebook page.
Yeah, that's sorry about that.
Seems like you're a little late to the party on that.
I don't get on Facebook a whole lot.
No shame.
But
there.
She does magic over on the Instagram.
Yeah,
I
stick to Instagram.
Well, and
because I despise it,
I'm just going to be honest. I've been really terrible about it lately. But during the week, I've been traveling, and so then I forget to do it. And I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better on Instagram. But I did share on Instagram our photo that you had of Katie and I, and then your dogs.
With
Tilly and Buford T. Justice.
Mirrored expressions between the two of you. The dogs on the couch at home, and then you guys. That was when we went to Gadsden as a trio and went to the play, the Theater Gadsden production.
Yes.
And we stopped at the
Harp and Clover.
Harp and Clover and
Harp
had
and Clover.
Dinner that night.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
You guys looked exasperated in your own special ways at me taking the photo.
Yes. Yes.
Dog's the same.
I think you might need to look inward, Scott.
I think that speaking for myself, Katie, and the dogs, stop taking so many photos.
Yeah, I know. I'll try to do better.
Your dogs are thinking, this again?
Yep, that's pretty much it. I can't see the TV. Your head is in the way.
Do they sit there and watch TV?
No, they were just pointed in that direction.
Mm. You know, some dogs will watch TV.
Yeah, these don't.
Some people leave the television on for their dogs during the day.
I do that.
When they're gone.
Yeah,
so they have.
Yeah, it's dog music on YouTube, and it just plays this weird, I don't know.
Well, they make like, I've heard people talk about it. There are, I don't know if they make them for dogs, but there are certain TV shows that dogs respond to. Because they have the colors, apparently, that dogs can see.
Yeah, there's one that's called Walk Your Dog, and it's 5 minutes on the beach.
Oh,
and it's
fun.
5 minutes through the woods, and it's 5 minutes down the sidewalk.
Who am I talking to? Of course you know this.
If I ever wanted to torture my cat, I'd turn on music all day and leave. She hates music.
Really?
Our cat. And when you start singing, she gets those airplane ears immediately.
Really?
Go back.
She's just got something.
She looks at you like, why?
Shut it down.
Yeah. There's no There will be no joy in my presence. It just stares at you.
So that's Kevin's cat.
That's no. And he, and I, by the way, KT listened to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre episode. Mm-hmm. And so he heard everything that Scott said about
all of the down the road that I gave him.
Yes, yes. So, so
you're not safe on this podcast.
He claims he's going to come on the podcast and argue with you.
I would love for him to do that.
I don't know, KT.
We argue every time we're together off the podcast. Yeah. So why not duplicate that?
Why don't y'all just why don't y'all just leave it at that?
Okay.
And we won't make our listeners have to listen to you guys argue.
I'm sorry that you folks out there even had to imagine that in your brains.
I spent yesterday at on campus at Montevallo, the beautiful University of Montevallo.
Where your daughter
campus.
Is a sophomore?
She is a freshman.
Whatever. Yeah. She's a student.
She's a student there. Okay. Yes. And KT and I went down and we watched a baseball game.
Oh, cool.
And it was so great. The weather was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The game was great. We are in the seventh inning.
Okay.
And Montevallo player steps up, grand slam.
Oh, nice.
They go up over 10, game over. That's how it is.
They have the 10-run rule in college baseball?
In the seventh inning, yeah. If you're ahead 10 points or more.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
what
a like
fantastic
a
end.
Yeah.
Who were they playing? Oops. I knew
the
I should
Pirates.
Have asked that.
They were the Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Pirates?
No, no. It was like a...
They're not very good.
Someone else in their
probably
league.
A school we don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was something Christian Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Central Christian. I don't. It was CC, and then the Pirates, and they were red and black. And I don't remember. They had a doubleheader, but we only watched the first game, the one that started at noon, and it was that we had such a great time. There was hardly anybody there. Hardly
on a pretty day like yesterday was. And we have another pretty
Saturday.
Day today here in Cherokee County.
Let me tell you something. The cost was zilch, nada.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing to go.
And still nobody there. Everybody was out doing other things. They're getting their yards ready for springtime.
Well, and the students were kind of pulled in different directions because the softball team was currently playing. I think there was a basketball game. There was a fishing tournament going on. There was... something else.
Well, there are not a lot of students in Montevallo, so half the student body was involved in a sporting event.
Yeah, they get...
As a participant.
They get pulled. Yeah, exactly. So, and then the students have to try to, you know, go. But it's also a liberal arts school, so, you know, you know.
What?
Sports.
Okay.
I mean, I think they have every sport but football, and all the ones that I've been to have been great, but I don't know how... I think the basketball teams get a lot of student participation. I'm not sure about
that's good.
Okay.
Some of the other stuff. But, you know, and two, the liberal arts students, I mean, they're getting ready for their theater productions. They have a lot of rehearsals on the weekends.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Just had big college night, their big homecoming event. So
it's too early for spring break.
No, spring break is later. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's too late for Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras has happened.
So.
I know the homecoming in the spring semester always throws me. I someone else the other day was talking about another college, but if you don't have football, I guess they everyone does it at this time of year. So that threw me.
And Montevallo's colors are pretty much Mardi Gras colors.
I mean,
purple, gold,
purple,
and then
and gold.
And you decide when you get to campus if you're going to be a purple or a gold. And they have their own.
They make you pick.
Well, you don't have to.
Sides when you get to school.
If you don't want to pick, then you're a green. So there's the other Mardi Gras color. So it's not a team color, but it's the other color that you
so
pick.
What so what you mean by that, and let me see if I get this right. So at sporting events, if you're a purple.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
At the sporting event, you're Montevallo. You're a Falcon.
Okay.
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 Internally, amongst the student body.
In lieu of sororities and fraternities, perhaps?
Yeah, they'll have.
Okay.
No, they have.
Oh, they have. Okay.
You'll have the purples and the girls, and they will compete in. They'll have ultimate frisbee. They'll have basketball. They'll have, but their biggest thing is their homecoming tradition when they do a musical production that is written and cast and everything is done by the students.
Oh, that sounds
that's
fun.
Cool.
And that's the most points for either the purple or the gold. And the gold won this year. Last year, purple won.
So this is like a Harry Potter thing. Katie, you want to jump in here?
like a house.
Yeah.
So it's just like a little
they've chosen
fun,
their house, so to speak.
A little fun. And if you don't want to, you're green. Then you're neutral.
And you don't compete.
And you don't. Mm-mm. Green doesn't have their own thing other than they're neutral. They're like, we're not getting into this. We're just green.
They're the ones who.
So Kevin Green, who is a friend of the show.
Was he a green when he went there?
It was a gold. Oh. Still a gold.
Okay.
And
still
to this
still
day,
a gold, still a gold. And Claire Chestnut that we've gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just random.
No.
Is there some reason why they chose? Maybe that's too much to try and figure out.
Yeah. I think it's once you get there, then you have to decide.
If your buddy was a gold from last year, you're a gold.
I mean, you don't have to decide. But
there's not like a hat that sorts you into colors.
No, you don't have the.
So it's different
purple,
in that way.
You don't have the purple gold sorting hat there at the university. But anyways, we had a great time. The baseball game was fantastic. The team did such a great job. I love some of their music that they come up to bat to. It's all fun. Right. One guy had Careless Whisper. It was great. It was great.
Why? Pulling that out of the hat.
Why? Speaking of hats, I don't get it, but whatever.
That's great.
That motivates him to swing faster, or
I don't know. It's just whatever music gets you pumped. One guy came up to a Kanye West song, and I immediately turned to my daughter and started singing it, and she was like, "What are you?" I said, "You weren't
see
ready
her doing that.
You weren't ready for me to know that, were you?" And she was like, "No, I was not. What are you doing?" So anyways, we had such a grand time yesterday.
Sounds like everybody except Katie had a grand time.
No, she loved it. We enjoyed it. And so we're going to definitely go back, watch another one.
Sounds fun.
Fun times.
Thanks for the invite.
Beautiful weather. Do you want to go, Scott?
No, not especially. But you didn't know that.
I think you would ask too many questions at Montevallo.
Yeah, I think I've gotten them all out of my system now.
You would exasperate Katie Turner. So
no doubt.
Yeah. So, all right. So, today, what else do we have? Oh, you had something, Scott.
Well, I was going to, I wanted to talk about streaming TV for just a minute.
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So there's a new look at the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln that is coming to Apple TV in March.
Oh, okay. Got that idea from us?
I don't know, but maybe. The series focuses on the events after the president was killed. And the title of the book that the series is based on is Manhunt, the 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer. James Swanson wrote the book in 2013, I think. And I've read the book. It's been a while now, but I want to go back and read it again. Maybe we can squeeze another episode out of that about what happened after the assassination, because it was 12 days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the actors include some of these. I know some, I don't. Tobias Menzies, Lovie Simone, Patton Oswalt, one of my favorites.
Okay.
Is
yeah,
in
yes,
it. And you guys remember Matt Walsh? He's the redheaded guy from Veep. Funny, has the mustache.
Oh, yes.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. This isn't a comedy series.
Oh.
As far as I know. So I guess Matt
was
really broadening his acting chops.
Was he her press secretary?
Something like that. Okay. He was funny. I mean, he was just the deadpan, never cracked a smile.
Yes.
He was the what's the character on Parks and Rec that Ron Swanson?
Yeah.
That character. I mean, he's the equivalent of that character.
Oh, yeah.
He's the straight deadpan. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Oh.
Anyway, the series is titled Manhunt. It begins with two episodes on March the 15th.
Okay.
And then there will be an episode weekly through April the 19th.
All right.
And if you folks out there listening would like to polish up on the Lincoln assassination.
Do it.
You can do that on any platform that you choose. We prefer Spotify.
Yes.
But you do it on whatever platform you like. That is season 3, episode 17 from April of last year.
Okay.
317. There we go.
Mm-hmm. And already been a year.
And we love all of our platforms that we're on. But the reason we love Spotify the most is that's you, the listener, can help out your favorite team of experts.
Assuming that is us.
Yeah. By listening to us on Spotify.
Yes.
It helps, it helps us out a little more. Keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Pay the bills, that sort of thing.
Keep this audio quality as high as we can.
Top notch.
Yes.
Except for that first episode. Again, apologies.
I don't know why you keep apologizing. It's not, is it that bad?
Compared to what We have become now, since then.
But I don't think it's just
garbage. Well, I hope people understand that we were learning. We didn't know what we were doing.
I think if anybody listens to podcasts, they have to know that episode one is not going to define.
I agree.
And then we went back and redid it. So
you're admitting that I'm right. That we all knew it was bad enough that we went back and did the damn thing again.
Well.
Right?
Maybe.
I am tired of being right.
Must be difficult.
It's a tough job.
Yeah.
Shane keeps threatening to listen to the podcast. So, you know, we could get some opinions. I know. I told him.
I don't want his opinion. Tell him to keep it to himself.
Have you met me? I do.
This is true.
Yeah. Yeah. KT's, he gave us some feedback on the St. Valentine's, not just what he said about Scott.
Oh, yeah. Anything you want to share?
He said, you guys talked a lot about random things at the beginning before you got to the topic.
Oh, like we're doing now.
He said, at one point in time, you're literally talking about shitting in space.
We did mention that.
I said, we did. We chased a lot of squirrels. Well, it happens.
Katie asked how that takes place, and I just happened to remember reading it somewhere. Yeah. And so if you go back and listen to that episode, now you know how to go number two in outer space.
I was on board. I was listening. I was chasing that squirrel.
Not
with
that
you
I'll ever need to know, because you're not catching me there.
You never know when it might come up on trivia night.
Even though my coffee cup is space themed today. Oh, how hilarious.
That is
I love
funny.
It.
Why do you have a space
dad,
themed
you're out
cup
of
that
this
seems
world. It says dad.
It's dad. You're out of okay. Yeah, this is obviously not so my coffee cup.
You grabbed at random from the cabinet while you were pouring coffee.
I like this size coffee cup, just the very generic size coffee.
It's perfect
cup.
Size.
It does fit into your tiny hands very well.
I just like the ratio. I can get this right by the time I'm not done yet, but it's already cold. So I drink this a little too slow. Like, it's a whole thing.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great cup. I love it. I love the colors.
Well, we've pissed Kevin Turner off again by talking about absolutely nothing for 15 minutes.
Yeah, we can get to the topic, KT. Okay. We're sorry.
I can't wait. I want Shane to listen, because I can't wait.
I don't.
I want him to come on and give us the feedback.
If he comes on, we'll never get him out of here. Yeah. You know what a ham he is. We'll never get him out of the building if we stick a microphone in front of him.
He has asked before, and I'm like, come on. He's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't really want to take over the podcast.
Yeah, I vote no. I vote 100% no on that. And we're going to run this as a democracy. You guys decide. So my vote's in. No.
Here's the deal. If you want to hear Shane on the podcast, you can go back to season one, was it?
Yes.
It's titled Ghosts.
Yeah, it should be in October sometime.
The episode's called Ghosts, where Shane shares
first of all, he believes in ghosts.
Ghost story.
There's all you need to know right there.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah, he's terrified. So you can hear him and see what you think. If you want to hear Shane again, let us know. We'll see if we can outvote Scott.
He believes in ghosts and aliens, so.
Ooh, aliens. You know what? We may have something about aliens next week.
How do aliens
on this podcast
shit in space? I'm just kidding.
I'm assuming it's the same way, depending on where the opening is. But I don't know.
I don't know. So that's a topic for another day. All right. So I watched a documentary on Netflix, and it was called Can I Tell You a Secret? It's a new documentary about a cyber stalker in the UK.
I have not seen that yet.
It's two episodes.
Okay.
Each about 50 minutes apiece.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all in all, I would say it's a good documentary.
Okay.
It was a terrifying situation for the people involved.
There's a but coming.
But, I think there was a lot of theatrics. And I think it could have
overdone,
been condensed to just one episode, but that's okay. I still, the case was really intriguing.
Okay.
And it is about true crime in the UK. Like I said, a cyber stalker.
We don't want to point fingers at folks that take one episode and try to stretch it into multiple episodes. Goodness knows we've done that here before.
No, we don't want to do that, but check it out if you want to on Netflix. Can I tell you a secret is what it's called.
Yeah, Scott, you haven't seen that, because Scott goes, hey guys, gonna binge some TV. Y'all got any suggestions? Kelly gives him the suggestion. Scott says, gonna watch whatever it was.
Says something totally different. And I'm like, then why did you ask me?
Because I'm making a list, much like Katie's movie list. Mm-hmm. I have a streaming list.
What did I put? Can I Tell You a Secret on there? I hadn't watched it yet, so I didn't know. I also put another like random show, I think, that looked good, but I haven't seen it.
I don't remember.
I think it's just something that I wanted you to watch and test it out for me to see if I don't want to waste my time.
Like you did me with True Detective.
I don't want to waste my time, okay. But I'll waste yours see if it's good.
I feel like my time's being wasted right now.
Just kidding. All right. This week, Katie is in the big chair and it terrifies me a little bit.
That she's in the big chair?
Yeah.
Because every time she does it, it's crazy.
Yes. I have no idea. Last week, she threw out one sentence to us.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
what she said. I'm not going to say it.
No.
We'll save the surprise.
And I'm terrified, but nonetheless, take it away, Katie.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Well, this is a more recent case, and it took place in Louisiana. So we're just a couple of states over here. There was a girl named Lacey Ellen Fletcher. She was born November 25th, 1985, to parents Sheila and Clay Fletcher in Slaughter, Louisiana.
Good gracious.
Not off to a very good start.
I have died at the town name. I mean, and I think they say when I've heard the people from Louisiana say Slaughter, it doesn't sound like I say it.
Slaughter.
Yeah. So
Is that New Jersey?
Yeah, I think it's
I don't know.
But you know what? I will screw up a New Orleans accent and a New Jersey accent sometimes.
I think I just did.
Yeah, I will.
Because the ERs do get kind of.
Yeah, anyways. People are not happy about that I would confuse the two. Yeah.
The bad Creole accents that we have just attempted to employ.
Yeah, so in Alabama, we would say slaughter.
Yes, slaughter. My horrendous Southern accent.
You nailed it.
I can't do accents, so I can't even attempt. But anyway, they lived in the same house on Tom Drive in Slaughter for the majority of Lacey's life. I think they might have moved there when she was around 9 or 10. I couldn't find anything concrete on that. She is an only child. Her parents have been described as the church-going type. They were always out and about in the community, said to have gone to church every Sunday, and would just do anything for anyone. Just those type of down-home people. Sheila worked as a police and court clerk. So a police clerk and a court clerk in, I guess, nearby Baker, Louisiana. She also most recently worked as the assistant to the city prosecutor in Zachary, Louisiana, according to her LinkedIn page. Something else I read, she even went on to become vice mayor at one point.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. But that's one report I read. I couldn't find what Clay did for work, but they seem very middle class, very
sounds
just,
like Sheila's got about 3 jobs.
Yeah, so out and
does
about.
Clay have a job?
I believe so.
Okay.
If she has 3, maybe he doesn't.
Maybe.
Maybe but he's the stay-at-home dad.
Maybe.
I didn't like that noise. Did you?
Nope. Not at all.
So Lacey attended school at Brownsville Baptist Academy. But the last year she actually attended in-person school was her freshman year of high school. She didn't show back up for her sophomore year. Her parents pulled her out of school to homeschool her. The only explanation that they gave in this situation was that her autism was accelerating.
Oh.
So she was autistic.
But she had a diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay.
But she was in school and she had friends and she participated in activities and reported to love Disney movies and country music and volleyball. Mm-hmm. It was also reported that she acted a little younger than her age. But I mean, we're talking teenagers, so they
somewhere on the spectrum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, she did keep in touch with some friends at school after she left in-person school for several years after the fact. Her parents had reported that her autism became severe and that she actually became nonverbal. But in school, she was very much verbal. Like, there was no reports of her in school being a nonverbal autistic person.
Is that something
person
that
with
happens?
Person with autism.
So no one noticed this change that the parents are talking about?
No, they're, no.
In school. No one else is noticing this. Any other family members?
No.
Okay. So
neighbors aren't noticing. Friends aren't noticing. There's no other reports of her autism accelerating, as they have said.
Maybe she's just mad at her parents. Don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Your teenager gets mad, doesn't talk to you.
That happens, right?
It doesn't mean they're now nonverbal.
Right.
Yeah. Well, in 2007, she would have been 21 years old. a neighbor reports seeing her for the last time. That was the last time he had seen Lacey out and about. He didn't think much of it at the time because of her age. He just assumed that she either went off to college or began her own life, you know, moved away from her parents.
Sure, 21 years old.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, it didn't click with him that she was, you know, off the radar or anything. Mm-hmm. That's the age that you kind of quit seeing kids at their parents' house. In 2016, it would have been, that's 9 years, so about 10 years since that neighbor had seen Lacey. And while having a conversation with her dad out in the front lawn, you know, as neighbors do, this is a little neighborhood street, you know, yards connecting here. They're out. Sure. Dad's just out talking. Asked how Lacey was doing and if she had moved away. In 2016, she should have been about 30. So he probably assumed that she would have been starting her own family.
Right. Sure, yeah.
You know, just asking.
Into a career with family. And
grandkids on the way.
Yeah, maybe.
For mom and dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, not
sorry.
For Lacey.
Yeah, no, sorry.
She's not Loretta Lynn.
I realized what I did there.
Okay. But her dad, Clay, was like, she's still here and she's doing fine.
Oh, still at home. But the dude hasn't seen her for 10 years?
10 years. And then the dad just immediately changed the subject and apparently no further questions were asked.
Okay.
But if you know anything about men, that is so typical. Like
I wouldn't think anything about that.
The neighbor probably went home and told his wife, well, I asked about the neighbor girl. He said she was here and doing fine. And she said, did you ask anything else? And
no.
I'm sure he went, well, no, he answered my question.
I think most guys would tell you, never a paragraph when a sentence will do.
Yeah, that's
and true. Most women I know, and I'm looking across the desk here.
Yeah, you are.
The exact opposite.
Very bravely, might I add, looking across.
Don't come tell me information and have no follow-up for me.
Mm. You're telling me that the daughter of our neighbor is still around, but we haven't seen her in 10 years, and you didn't think to ask any more details.
That's right, honey. Pass the mashed potatoes.
So yeah, that's I don't see anything about that. If I had thought about anything, if I were talking to this man and he said that and just immediately changed the subject, I might tend to think, well, something's going on with her.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, he doesn't
want
to get
into issue.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pry and I'm going to move on.
That's
so
true. Fair enough.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, the last reported time that Lacey has seen a doctor was in 2002 when she was 16 years old.
Okay.
So, for about 20 years, she's just left unchecked by medical professionals.
Do you know, is that when she got the autism diagnosis, or was that before then?
That would have been after the diagnosis.
After, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so she's not gone to a doctor, she's not gone to the dentist, she's not...
There are no claims on her health insurance at all. Like, she has health insurance, but she has no claims on it whatsoever. Mm.
I don't like this.
Mm-mm. I don't like where this is going.
So January 3rd, 2022.
Okay. Wow.
Hasn't been long ago now. Sheila, Lacey's mother, finally calls the police. She makes a call into the police that morning, and she says that she woke up to find her daughter deceased.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by A&W Outdoor Services, located right here in Cherokee County, Alabama. It's almost time to tidy up the deck, clean the gutters, and spruce up the yard and landscaping around your home, lake house, or creekside cabin. And who better to do that for you than the professional crew at A&W Outdoor Services? Call 256-706-7964 and let Alan and his crew do all the hard work for you so you can spend your time this summer enjoying your piece of Cherokee County in clean, carefree comfort. Call Alan today for a free estimate or to get on the A&W spring schedule before it's full. That's A&W Outdoor Services at 256-706-7964.
Hey guys, do you know what time it is?
Tell us.
It's time to plan your best vacation ever right here in beautiful Cherokee County, Alabama.
Many outdoor adventures await. You can wet a hook in beautiful Weiss Lake, swing away at Cherokee Pines Golf Club, climb to the best year-round at Cherokee Rock Village, hike the Little River Canyon National Preserve, take a days-long splash at Pirates Bay Water Park, and there's so much more.
The Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism has a full list of recommended lodging facilities, RV sites, and campgrounds, and they're all set up to suit your vacation needs, whatever they may be.
So come see us from wherever you are located. And if you already live right here in Cherokee County, then plan your summer staycation with the Chamber by visiting cherokee-chamber.org. Okay, in 2022, how old would Lacey have been?
In 2022, she would have been 36.
Okay.
And so when officers got to the scene, it was a lot worse than anyone could have imagined.
Oh, no.
According to the coroner, when he arrived, everything looked normal. Pulls up to the house, the lawn is cut. The house looks normal and fine. Everything's in good order. He gets close to the front door, and he is confronted with an odor that he had never smelled before.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And now keep in mind, he's a coroner. A lot of people talk about dead body smell and oh how like it's, it, I've never smelled a dead body, but how it's a smell that you'll never forget.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've never experienced
it. He's a coroner. He smelled a dead body.
When the coroner is saying this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Katie. Just what?
Well, he walked to the front door and the house is clean. He said it's in perfect okay. or it's oh. in perfect condition. Okay. He's looking around. Nothing's, you know, it's not ransacked, anything of that nature. But there is a couch in the middle of the living room that at first glance appears to be just covered in feces. But after taking a closer look, it becomes apparent that on this couch is what is left of Lacey Fletcher.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. Stop. He first thought there was poop all over the couch.
Yes.
Like human feces or just whatever.
Of some kind, yes.
Nobody's examining the.
I think we all have an image in our mind.
He mistook a dead body for poop on the couch.
From a distance, yes.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I know. I'm looking at Scott.
I know. Why are you looking at me?
And there's no help.
Yeah, I've got nothing for you.
And I guess I say on the couch is what is left of Lacey.
On the couch.
A better description would be. In the couch is what is left of Lacey.
What do you mean in the couch?
Well, Lacey is sitting with her legs crisscrossed on the couch.
Like crisscross applesauce?
Crisscross applesauce. In a hole that her body had worn through the couch. Her body had maggots all over it.
Oh my God.
And there was rotten flesh and holes in her skin and all the way down to the bone. It appears that it took about 12 years for her body to wear this hole through the couch.
She's been sitting there for 12 years dead on the couch.
No.
What?
She's been sitting there most of that 12 years alive on this couch.
What?
Wasting away.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
When they found her, she weighed about 96 pounds. There was sofa foam and feces found in her stomach where she had apparently eaten part of the couch. And I guess feces as well, because she had just been sitting there in her own excrement.
Filth.
Yes. Feces was also found in her nostrils and under her fingernails and in her hair. And like under the couch, there's like wooden floors and they're so saturated in urine and feces that they're buckling under the sofa.
I don't know.
You called it. You said it was, it was going to be crazy today.
Katie, help me out here. What has happened? Why did she sit there that long? What?
Well, while they're packing her body into a body bag to take her out, her parents are just standing in the kitchen and they don't have any explanation.
I'm going to need them to question the parents.
Yeah, let's hope. Don't tell me the sheriff doesn't get involved or something.
Well, when they interviewed the parents, they just said that she had social anxiety and that staying on that couch was a choice that she made and that they never brought her to a doctor because she wasn't sick and that they had a set of fresh clothes and a toilet next to the couch for when she was ready to get up.
But she didn't use it.
No, she never got up.
Okay. All right. So many things. I don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. I'll pick it up later. Just go ahead.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to give you the answers you want, but there are several reports that have reported that she had what is known as locked-in syndrome. Are y'all familiar?
I might be.
No, I don't know.
Locked-in syndrome is a rare and serious neurological disorder, if I could talk, that happens when a part of your brainstem is damaged, usually from a stroke. Mm-hmm. And people, they'll suffer paralysis, but they have total consciousness and their normal cognitive abilities. They can communicate sometimes with eye movements. And like people who are diagnosed with this lead like, I don't want like they lead their life, but they just can't move anymore. And they can't like communicate, but they are still cognitively there.
Does this have anything to do with, I knew somebody in high school who said that she would wake up in the middle of the night and she couldn't move her body.
That's sleep paralysis.
So that's obviously not this.
It's different. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the coroner did not agree with this theory.
I'm going to thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, regardless of whether she had this or not, if she would have sat on that couch for a year, then she would have been unable to get up after that.
I would say probably before then.
Yeah. They theorized that, if she'd been there for 12 years after the first year, she would have been able to get up anyway.
Muscle.
Yeah, atrophy and all that.
Atrophy, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Her autopsy results would show that she died of sepsis due to bone infection, immobility, malnutrition, and severe chronic neglect.
Do you know how painful that was?
Ugh.
Yeah.
When did she die? What year did she die?
I don't know if they have a great answer for that. Because I can't imagine it was January 3rd, 2022 when the police were called. But
it must have been some recent time before. If there were still, if she still had an infestation of insects on her body, it had to be less than a few months, right? Because there would be nothing left for insects to eat.
Yeah, oh, I mean, because it's just all, everything I find reports that just found dead January 3rd. So okay. I don't know if they've given her a different date of death than
that. So that's, as far as they're concerned, that is the...
Well, she also had COVID when she died. So I would assume, if they could still find the COVID virus in her body, then it had to have been recent.
What happened to her parents? Is there more that I need to hear before we get to that part or what?
No.
How do you let your loved one sit on the couch like that?
And there have been holes bored into her flesh and bone from just maggots.
I mean, that didn't happen the day before.
No.
What? Right.
And the feces in her stomach, in her nose, in her under her fingernails, in her hair. Like, it has just... She's obviously been eating something in order to create waste, but she's also been eating the couch because they found bite marks in the couch.
Wow.
Okay. What happened to her parents?
They were arrested in May of 2022. So they find her January and they're not arrested until May. Which I guess they wanted to get all their investigating done and their grand jury indictments.
Okay.
They're charged with second-degree murder, and they originally pled not guilty to that, but they, through some court rigmarole, changed their plea to a nolo contendere plea or a no-contest plea to a reduced charge of manslaughter. And so the sentencing for that charge is scheduled for March 20th of this year, so it hasn't happened quite yet.
That's on a Wednesday.
Is that your birthday?
It is.
And the maximum sentence that they can get is 40 years, and that is what the DA is pushing for.
Yes.
The maximum sentence.
So, nolo contendere, Katie, that means you have enough evidence to convict me, but I'm not going to admit
I'm not admitting guilt.
I'm still not admitting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But
how do you not admit guilt? How does this happen? How did two individuals agree to just let this person sit there? That is their daughter.
Would you like to hear the quote from the family attorney that has been released?
I would just love to.
Yeah. Shed some light.
They said, They were negligent, yes. It is clear that they were negligent. They loved her to death.
No, no, no. That's your court. That is your, that's your defense in court.
He said they loved her to death.
I think we have a title for this episode.
God. What? Okay. All right. So did they give any reasons why they didn't feed her enough so that she's eating the couch, or why they wouldn't even just ask a doctor to even make a darn house call? Our daughter can't move. Call an ambulance.
Is it just stubbornness?
They said she wanted to sit there. But so, they figured eventually that she'd get up. But as we know now, I mean, she never did.
So it was just a standoff between parents and child, perhaps. They were going to see who could outlast the other.
I don't know.
Gone too far.
They pulled her out of school because of her autism, is what they've said. But no one else is reporting this.
Right. And, I mean, they're... How do we know they didn't just torture this girl?
We don't. We don't know.
We don't have her side of the story. We don't have anybody.
Well, we'll have autopsy results. Or at least
we have the autopsy results.
We already have those.
But so, I mean, so no signs of physical torture. Well, right? No,
she died.
I would disagree. I would say there's a lot.
She has emotional sepsis, torture, yes.
Sepsis due to bone infection, immobility, malnutrition, and severe chronic neglect.
I would say all of that. Yeah, okay.
So, like, if you're asking, did they stand there and beat her?
Yeah. No, they did not.
They did not.
Yeah, there aren't lashes on her back or ligature marks around her arms.
There are different forms of torture.
True. Fair enough.
But, yeah, if...
I'd rather punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Than do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah,
just punch me right in the face.
Psychological torture. Just give me physical abuse.
That she's bone infection.
That is... Do you know how painful that is? Mm.
It sounds painful.
And then sepsis on top of it. And then she has COVID?
Yeah.
How does somebody who doesn't leave their house...
That's what I always think.
I guess the parents had to have brought it in and gave it to her, you know?
Yeah.
Which means that they had to be close, you know? But they're living... So another report I saw was like, there's no way someone could live in this house with the stench.
Smell.
I was
and
thinking that.
That the, someone... I had read one report that said that there may have been like an adjacent... property situation, like maybe like a mother-in-law suite kind of thing,
that they must have been
staying in, because there's just no way they could have lived and slept in this house.
Well, the coroner smells it when he gets to the porch.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
but the neighbors don't report smelling anything, right.
So it must not have been.
So it was not a dead body for long, because that's usually the smell that.
And he said,
everywhere,
right? Because he said that, you know, a lot of the smell was feces, and you know, you get that, but. The yard and all must have been large enough too.
I'm imagining two houses right beside each other with a picket fence in between. Obviously, more
Me
distance,
too.
But yeah, but more distance than that between the houses. Close enough that the neighbors could wave and say, "Hey, how's your daughter?" Mm-hmm. But not close enough that their driveways are right adjacent.
And I live in a neighborhood like that right now. I mean, there's someone building a home right next to us. Mm-hmm. That might not be the case, but. Before that, you know.
Before that, the nearest house to you is a couple hundred yards away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how my neighborhood too. It's like, I talk to my neighbors, but we're not right on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, right. Yes. So.
So they're going to get sentenced next month.
Yes.
What are their names? Tell me their names again. Shirley and.
Sheila and Clay Fletcher.
Sheila and Clay Fletcher from Slaughter, Louisiana.
So we'll have an update.
Yeah.
Next month.
I've got to have an update.
Yeah,
me too. Got to know what the judge... could you imagine being a judge and getting this case in front of you? And the lawyer's defense is, they loved her to death. Mm.
They loved her. I mean...
They loved her to death.
And I just want to say, too, other reports I've read have said stuff about her... they call them her mental illness diagnoses. But then they mention... Asperger's and autism, which, as we know now, it's a spectrum, and they don't really use like all that. Would have Asperger's and autism now.
There's a spectrum.
And I just can't imagine a situation that she's been able to go to school until ninth grade and then with no behavioral reports. There's nothing.
Yeah. You don't just suddenly go down that slope on the scale of autism. I mean, isn't it?
I think maybe
a level that you maintain over the course of your life?
Well, if there's a traumatic event or maybe something that happens in the person's life that can cause, you know, but I would argue that could happen to anyone who doesn't have a diagnosis. So I don't, but the problem is we're only getting the two people's story who basically just sat there and watched her waste away.
Yeah.
Literally waste away.
I think you got to, I think if I'm the judge, I'm going to,
I want answers. I want answers. I don't want this. No content. I don't. What were you thinking? What were you doing?
And they talk about her severe social anxiety. Okay.
What?
But what's the social anxiety aspect of getting off? Like, or there are bedbound people like that don't die like this.
No. No.
Get a, if you can't change and dress her, get a nurse in there.
And if she can't talk, how do you know what she wants to do and what doesn't want to do?
I wonder what the mental capacity of the parents is.
But they were functioning in society. They're
well,
going to church.
One lady had like three jobs.
Yeah, they're going to church every Sunday. They're out and about and no one suspects a thing. This is not, no one called the police on these people.
Right.
She called the police herself.
When the daughter, she went, I guess, to see her daughter and figured out she was. All right. All right. Look, guys.
I'm as frustrated as you are.
You can't allow someone to be this big of a danger to themselves and sit by.
Yeah. This sounds like a, case for somebody who would go to a mental health facility.
This is like
at least for an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she have?
If she had made the decision to stay on this couch, we still don't have that answer.
We don't even know if she wanted to be sitting there, and at some point maybe she did, and then maybe that changed. We don't know.
I wonder if
but she wasn't tied down. She didn't have ligature marks.
Was she sedated?
She didn't have.
Yeah. Was she obese?
No, she was.
She weighed like 90.
She weighed 96 pounds when they found her. But no, she was not obese prior to being on the couch. No, she was. I mean, a beautiful young girl, kind of like dirty blonde looking hair from the pictures I've seen. Like, yeah, she was smaller. Like I said, they said she acted, you know, younger than her age.
Right. Something happened there.
Something that we don't have.
Somebody snapped. Mom or dad snapped, or she snapped. Or something. And there's no family. There's no neighbors. There's very little community interaction.
She kept, like I said, after they pulled her out of school, she'd kept up with some friends for a while. Like she didn't completely disappear off the map immediately.
So when she was 21, when the decline.
Yeah, that's when
started.
The reports of seeing her cease.
And that's how many years before the police are called?
I don't know.
15.
15. You know, 15 years.
It almost sounds like, because with her being 21, this is...
But like I said, they think she was on that couch for 12 years.
This is pure speculation. This is pure speculation. But, in your early 20s, there are some things that can manifest.
Okay.
At that point. One of the biggest things is schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is defined by positive and negative symptoms. Negative symptoms of schizophrenia would be the lack of emotion, the lack of doing anything, the lack of hygiene, the lack of, you know, almost like a catatonic type state.
Okay.
Where you're just sitting and staring and not doing anything.
I think you're onto something.
But we'll never know that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, can you imagine? Like,
that won't show up in an autopsy.
You'll never know. Right?
Sitting in your own waste. To the point that it soaks through a couch and into the floor and is buckling the floor beneath you.
If you have a loved one that won't get off the couch to go to the restroom, you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a loved one that is eating the couch, you have a problem. Public service announcement. I shouldn't have to say this.
Right.
No.
Seems obvious.
If you can't get the person off the couch for whatever reason, call an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. They'll get her up.
And then the doctors can evaluate, because she's an adult at this point. So if the doctors evaluate and they deem her to be a harm to herself or to others, then she won't get to leave for a while. And then they'll figure it out and try to get to the bottom of what's, it's not her choice anymore. Yeah, at that point.
Right.
If you're acting like something is wrong with you.
But again, we don't know that she was.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm-mm. Did they? And there was nothing, like no one hit her in the back of the head or mm-hmm. there's nothing, you know, something that went horribly wrong that put her in that state and they just sat her on the couch and.
Not that the coroner reports.
Okay. All right.
Unless maybe, I mean, Katie, you did mention that some symptoms of perhaps a stroke.
Well, that's what they say.
That could have.
Could cause the locked-in syndrome, but the coroner doesn't agree with the locked-in syndrome theory.
I'm thinking maybe a stroke, you become immobile.
I think the locked-in syndrome was just like a theory that people were putting out there, but the coroner...
That's like my theory, just pure speculation.
But why wouldn't she get off the couch? Oh, she must have had locked-in syndrome, so she was sitting there and...
But the coroner... The
coroner says no.
So there...
And the coroner in this case is a doctor. Like you, some
it's
places,
not like Fahmy Malik that we dealt with the boys on the track.
The East Feliciana coroner doctor, I can't say his first name, Bickham is his last name. Bickham. So he is a doctor. Because like here, like, I mean, your coroner doesn't have to be like a medical doctor.
Yeah, coroner is an elected local official or an elected local person in the community here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but that's, and he may be elected here, but he is classified as a doctor.
Okay.
All right. A medical doctor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So is everything out? Like everything that was talked about in court? I mean, we just don't know.
Because there wasn't a trial. Yeah. Because they ended up pleading guilty.
So does that mean there are things we don't know?
There's absolutely a possibility that there are things we don't know, but I don't think so because I don't think that there was, they found her after the parents had called the police and the parents have admitted to knowing, you know, she's like, it's not like, they didn't live together and they walked in on her, you know, there. Like they.
You think about all the things, let's just take 1 year. You think about all the things that happen in a year.
Yeah.
You know, in my family, you know, let's just go around the holidays mm-hmm. and the things that.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do? At and Christmas? I don't know. What do you do it?
If she didn't have grandparents, if they're just a nuclear family mm-hmm. and they don't have other, because like. People
no visits
about her.
No visits to the house in all of this time.
There's no way anyone came in this house in 12 years.
Right.
There's no way because the police would have been called sooner.
Right.
There's no way someone walked into this.
And they've kept this home clean. That's what the coroner said. It was clean except for that couch. So I don't know why they weren't cleaning the area.
How do you look at your loved one and say like,
it sounds like a standoff to me. This is mom versus daughter.
What about dad?
Mom
or parents versus child?
Mom and dad are the ones with the mental illnesses in my mind. They gotta be. How do you?
This is parents versus child. This is a standoff. We're gonna outlast you.
This is either like they are just absolutely cold-blooded, or they have the worst case of denial that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like pathological denial, or they're just.
I could kind of lean more
towards
that.
Monsters.
I just don't, because if you're just a monster, don't you just kill her?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know either, then. Maybe that's, if you're a monster, maybe that's too simple.
Well, if you're a monster, I think you at least torture the person. You at least lock them in the basement. I mean, how many stories have we heard about people that get out and they've been chained to the floor in a basement?
Children
for,
that have been,
three
yeah.
or four or 10 years.
I mean, I think she's so out in the open that you could probably see this couch from like a window. Like, you know, it's in the middle of the.
Yeah, they're not trying to hide.
What if the landscaper came? Or what if the mailman happened to glance in to see if someone was home? Or what if a delivery man came to the door?
Yeah.
Or the propane guy.
Which I guess it probably wasn't so apparent.
Or the phone man.
Because the coroner didn't notice it immediately either when he walked in the home. Like that wasn't his first like,
Yeah, but it just, I don't know, I guess maybe the couch is in the back of the house. Maybe it's closed off room. Okay.
It's in the living room when you walk in the front door, you're in the living room, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he first thought, let's just go back. He first thought.
It was just feces.
There was a pile of poop on the couch.
Right.
Because, like I said, she has melted in, like, she is in the couch, the
like down into the pillows.
There is a hole born in, and it's like a leather couch, I think.
Oh my God.
there's a hole, her body sized hole that has just developed, and she has just sunk. Into this couch.
I mean, she's like part of the couch.
Yes, she is part of the couch. She has melted into the couch.
Liquids and fluids and acids in your body, as all of that leaves the body, I guess, after you pass away.
She has melted into the couch.
But she's trying to eat. Like, she's biting the couch.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Mom, I'm hungry, but I can't get up off the couch. Bring me something to eat. No, ma'am. You get off the couch and you come in here and eat, or you can sit there and starve. You can eat the couch for all I care.
Good Lord.
You know? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Or, if you're hungry, take a bite of that couch.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
There's loaf bread and peanut butter in the kitchen. Get up and go get it for yourself.
Oh my gosh. But then what is she... If you don't eat, you don't make poop.
She's got to have. They must have
been feeding her.
They said that there's the sofa foam was found in her.
It's not digested.
Right. But there's also feces found in her, so she's eating that too.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder if anybody tested that excrement to see if they could figure out what it had been before.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's an avenue to find out.
There was nothing in her stomach other than that.
I don't know if there was nothing in it, but they just report that the sofa foam and feces were in her stomach. So there could have been other things. It doesn't say, but that's probably just the most shocking. But she also had urine, so she's still like urinating. So she'd had some kind of liquid.
Yeah, because you'd be without water. She would have been dead. What's 3 days?
Yeah.
Somebody's bringing her water.
Yeah, somebody's bringing her something.
You can live for a couple of weeks without food, but 3 days.
But 12 years to sit on the...
Yeah, you're right. She's getting water. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of... I didn't either until just this second.
I mean, we're trying too hard to figure out.
These people, I hope they get the maximum sentence. I'm sorry, I do. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous.
Because she wasn't even 40 years old when she passed. She was 36.
I mean, I want them to be mentally evaluated and see what that...
I'm shocked that didn't come up already, but now, I mean, they've pled guilty, so they won't have mental.
Do they avoid that by pleading nolo contendere? Is that how you avoid a mental assessment? Maybe they have a good defense attorney who says, you don't want this.
Because the defense would want the mental assessment, you would think, to avoid prison time.
Okay, that
the prosecution wouldn't bring up getting a mental assessment.
Yeah. That's why I was going to ask, if you're the defense attorney for this couple, mm-hmm. Is that the first thing you ask for?
They must not be wanting that. I guess you can't do it if the...
No, you can't make them, but... I mean, the judge could eventually, but...
Yeah.
Maybe with that...
They must have deemed that they seem normal.
And maybe before he passes sentence,
maybe the judge will say...
I'm leaning this way, but I'd really like to have these two people evaluated before I... give them this sentence. Let's make sure
I would think it would be done already in the process. Yeah.
So it doesn't typically happen during at sentence.
Right.
Can you appeal a case like that? If you've pled nolo contendere, can you appeal after you're sentenced?
Not for everything. You really waive a lot of your appeal.
Okay.
Same thing with a guilty plea. You waive a lot of your appeal rights.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now there are still avenues like for certain things you can appeal for, but probably.
Procedural issues. Could they appeal
for a reduced sentence? Say the judge throws a book at them, gives them maximum, mm-hmm. what did you say, 40 years?
40 years.
Gives them all 40 years. Can you appeal for a reduction in sentence?
No, I don't think so.
I'm curious for Katie to do an update about this after.
I'll keep an eye on. You give them 40 years and you put them on a couch and you say, here you are.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wow. What in the world
have
we just talked about?
Every time she just hits us right in the face with a chair.
Oh my gosh.
I was even shocked when I found this one. I was like, how is this possible?
This is turning into a running vein on the show every time. Guys, pay attention.
Oh, whoa.
If you read in the description of the case that it's Katie's turn in the big chair.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sit down, grab your coffee, strap yourself in, and don't leave the room.
And don't eat.
And don't eat.
Yeah, that's probably
for the love. Scott brought donuts today, but
ugh, no when thanks.
I tried to tell Shane about this case, and he was like, "I'm eating a burrito."
Oh, whoa. I don't know why that's like, so bad.
It was anything, bad. So. I was like, you know what? Actually, I am sorry.
Yeah. 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 Oh, my gosh. Tough. All right. Well, Katie, I mean, thank you. Maybe.
Yeah, that feels
I? Now, I'll say this. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to research that. But, gosh, I really hope that
there are photos.
Girl, this girl gets some. Oh, gosh.
I feel like I have been pushed down an emotional flight of stairs.
I want this girl to get some justice. This is not whether she was saying that she chose to sit there or not. She was not well, and they did not get her the help that she needed. And that is pitiful.
Yeah, I did forget there are photos. I've only seen like the redacted ones that have like a blur over her actual body.
Oh,
so I'm not gonna put those out. You can look them. The coroner has said though that he wants those photos out because he thinks people should see what they did to her.
Well. Wow. There's something to that, I guess, but oh my gosh.
All right, so get online, folks, and give us a 5-star review or not. And if you don't, though, leave that 4-star review
yourself.
To yourself. We want those 5-star reviews. Tell us what your name is if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll give you a shout-out right here on the show. Go to Facebook. Mm-hmm. What else, Kelly?
Instagram. And go to our website, truecrimeoneasystreet.com.
Yeah, that's my favorite place on the internet. Is that it, guys? Are we done?
That's it.
Good night, everybody.